Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This program is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts and NPR.
Hello, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is Thomas Lauderdale. He's the co-founder and pianist of Pink Martini, an exciting ensemble of musicians that mixes jazz, classical, old-fashioned pop, and practically anything else you can think of. Pink Martini began life when Lauderdale met China Forbes, Pink Martini's lead vocalist, at Harvard. Late at night, they would get together to sing Italian arias and the occasional campy Barbara Streisand cover. Today, the group has evolved into an award-winning international sensation performing all over the globe. I'm so happy to have the band leader of this eclectic group here with me today. Thomas Lauderdale, welcome to Song Travels.
Hey, Michael Feinstein. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. Is there any music that you don't like?
You know, I used to not like country music, but I find myself sort of drawn to it more and more. You know, I've been listening a lot to Tammy Wynette's cover of Just a Closer Walk with Thee, which is really kind of incredible. All those, you know, those sort of Nashville singers were so incredible. And so just when I think I don't like something, I find maybe something that I do like.
So your musical influences are such that you really are musically hungry. You're musically voracious because it's like you don't want to miss anything.
Well, my upbringing was kind of interesting. I grew up in Indiana, adopted into a family. My parents were from the Ernest side of the 60s. My father was a minister, and there were four adopted children. I'm the oldest, so the mystery Asian, and then I have an African-American brother, an African-American sister, and an Iranian brother.
Wow.
And growing up, you know, the soundtrack to my childhood were basically six things. They were Ray Conniff, Ray Charles, the New Christy Minstrels, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Roger Miller, and the soundtrack to Jesus Christ Superstar, which I found to be totally terrifying at the time. That was my childhood. And so between that and sort of the hymns that were played at my father's church, I kind of really grew up loving beautiful melodies. Mm. And I sort of started studying when I was six and really kind of gravitated towards just hardcore classical music, and but decided as I grew up that I didn't want to go to a music conservatory because the people I knew who were going to music school were really not fun. They were very boring. Mm. And the thought of being sort of holed up in a practice room 24 hours a day didn't appeal to me. I wanted to actually sort of see the world and have friends and have parties. And so I went to Harvard and studied history and literature, and mostly through parties.
Sounds good to me. Well, to start us off musically, would you play a classical piece that in some ways is the genesis of what became the hallmark of the style of Pink Martini?
This is a this is sort of at the intersection of classical with Afro-Cuban. It's by Ernesto Lecuona, the great Cuban composer, entitled Malagueña. I'm inching my way towards Liberace land every day.
The thing that I love is that you just pulled that out of your proverbial hat. I mean, to be able to... I mean, when was the last time you played that?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Well, we play it with
the
band.
You do it in the show?
You know,
yeah.
we do it with the band. But, you know, the confusing thing is, like, suddenly now I'm realizing that I have to be all of the orchestra.
Right.
And so just suddenly... because I'm used to playing sort of my sort of relative, smaller part.
It's a very, very different thing.
I feel like I'm a really good accompanist. Like I can actually sort of provide a nice bed on which you can sort of roll around and luxuriate. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense, yes.
I think, I think that's maybe my best strength as a musician is a ability to accompany and to kind of breathe with whoever's taking the lead.
Since you love to accompany, can I take that as an opening to ask if I might sing something with you playing? Well,
I was hoping that you would.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. Well, how about something by Irving Berlin?
Fantastic.
Being seminal to American popular song.
How about What'll I Do?
I love that.
Do you know that one?
I do.
You know all of the songs. Well, how many songs do you know? You know like...
I probably...
50,000.
I don't know. I've never counted, but I know all the staples. And this is definitely a staple. Irving Berlin. Gone is the romance that was so divine. 'Tis broken and cannot be mended. You must go your way and I must go mine. But now that our love dream has ended, what'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do?
What'll I Do? The most extraordinary Berlin song. I think it was written in 1923, and how amazing it still feels in emotion that it's contemporary.
I love that. You know, when we were working on that project with you, the Sinatra project, and recording that song, How Long Will It Last, from Possessed, the 1947 Joan Crawford event.
1931.
And 47.
Was it used again?
It was used again, actually. Well, first was with Clark Gable, right?
Yes.
And second was with Van Heflin. Possessed.
How long will it last? She was twice possessed. Yeah, but we recorded the song from Possessed, and that was with China Forbes, your extraordinary singer.
And she loved singing with you because, you know, you provided this incredible bed on which she could sing on top of and not fear sort of over-singing, and she felt supported, and it was actually some of her best singing, actually, in that period of time.
Well, since she's not able to be with us, let's listen to our duet from my CD, The Sinatra Project. This is China Forbes and me doing How Long Will It Last?
Perfect.
Though you hold me in your arms tonight, will tomorrow bring the same delight? Though we love each other, how long will it last?
You are like a burning flame to me. Same to me, though I taste your kisses, how long will they last?
Whatever you may do, this heart of mine is true.
That was How Long Will It Last, which I recorded with China Forbes and Pink Martini. I just loved working with her.
Yeah. Well, we loved working with you. Everybody in the band sort of adores you.
It's such a great band to work with. Everybody's such a consummate professional. It was really easy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
That song was written in 1931 for this Hollywood film called Possessed, and that was the year that George Gershwin made his first foray to Hollywood to write a film score. Let me ask you, do you play a lot of Gershwin?
Yeah.
I know you play Rhapsody in Blue and the Concerto in F, but I mean the popular Gershwin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, actually I once even accompanied Madeleine Kahn.
Wow.
Singing, I think we did this song, The Man I Love.
Well, you know, that's one of the famous piano solos that concert artists often paraphrase, as they call it, classical artists.
It's so beautiful.
Love to just take a whack at it with you.
Let's go.
Gershwin, to me, is so unique in his time, yet there were so many other artists and composers who were creating music with jazz influence. And how do you say, is it Lacuna?
Lacuna. Ernesto Lacuna.
Was he not considered sort of a Latin Gershwin?
Yes, he was. You know, I mean, and in France, you had like Ravel, and in Latin America, in Cuba, the person who really dominated was Ernesto Lacuna, who wrote Malagueña and the Andalusia Suite, but who also wrote hundreds of songs and several scores for films. And
so that would make him like Gershwin, that he dabbled in both fields without prejudice, as they say. Well, what else do you have in store by him?
There's a piece that I think has only been recorded once, and that was by Lacuna and a male singer. It's a song called Yo Te Quiero Siempre, I Will Always Love You. And, you know, one of the joys of the band is I get to sort of call up friends and have them come and sing. And, you know, 10 years ago, I became friends with a man who's actually from Portland, Oregon, but lives in Washington, D.C. And many of those listening today will recognize his voice, not as a singer, but as the White House correspondent for National Public Radio, Ari Shapiro. One time we were playing at Wolf Trap, and he invited the band over for dinner, which he cooked from scratch by himself.
Wow.
And then there was a sing-along on the second floor. And as I was playing the piano and everybody was singing, I was suddenly struck by how incredible Ari Shapiro's singing was. And so 3 weeks later, he was on a plane to Portland, and he recorded a song on our fourth album, Splendor in the Grass. But he's here. He's here on tour. Right now, he's taking a week off from his reportorial. Is that a word?
His other duties, yes.
His other duties, and is here.
Well, I'm delighted. That's why he's been waiting in the wings. So please, avail us.
This is Ari Shapiro singing Yo Te Quiero Siempre, Ernesto Lacuna.
Qué tristeza tengo desde que te fuiste, dejando en mi ser hondo padecer, amargo dolor. Sé que no me quieres, nunca me quisiste, y tu falso amor fue una burla cruel a mi corazón. A pesar de todo, yo te quiero siempre, y mi anhelo es verte junto a mí, besarte otra vez.
That is beautiful, and what a gorgeous tenor, Ari.
He's so perfect. It's kind of nauseating. I mean, he's just blessed.
Well, this has been absolutely wonderful to get into your musical brain and to share this time with you. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
To hear the full Song Travels broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Visit npr.org to find a station in your area. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Learn more about the artists and music on the series by visiting our website, scetv.org/songtravels.